start the next one. All right, now we're into the Tribe News Show. Welcome, everyone. I am just sitting here entertaining myself. Okay, I have got to find where my notes are. So what is the Tribe News Show, you may be asking? The Tribe News Show is where Corinne tells you all the... Oops, I got to find you guys. I'm going to tell you guys all the exciting things coming up, and then we're going to do some coaching, okay? So around the 25th of every month today, it's the 24th today just because tomorrow is the special call for all things Thanksgiving. I didn't want to combine the two. So today we're going to talk about everything that we're doing in the month of December, and we have some really great things for you guys that are going to help you lose weight. So the first up, bringing up the wrong thing, is next month. We're all going to be doing the gift of fat together. So what we're going to do is we're going to take, if you were around in the summer, we had the gift of fat month in July. What this is it is a month where we just really focus on weight loss. And we call it gift of fat because we're gifting. So it's Christmas. So in July, it was my birthday. Everybody was gifting me some weight. This time, we're all gifting ourselves. If you want to give it to me, if you want to give it to your accountability group, whoever you would like to give them a gift, you'll be giving them the gift of fat this month, where it's like you just kind of we're prioritizing all the things weight loss. And so all of our calls this next month, we're going to be talking about how you lose weight during the holidays. We're going to be doubling down on all things hunger scale, all the stuff. So it's 5 challenge weeks this month because there's 5 weeks in December. We're going to have a week where we do no eating after dinner. So we're going to have a whole week where all the accountability groups and everybody, the challenge is kitchen closes and coming up with your routines around closing your kitchen. We're going to come up with strategies around sitting with the urges and all the things. We're also going to have a water and movement when you get up challenge so that everybody is like, all right, everybody, if you got water right now, drink up. So what you're going to do that week is we're going to have like a little bit of a movement challenge. It's not complicated. It is for everyone of like all sizes, all challenges, all shapes, all the things. And you'll get to pick what you want to do. This is not going to be like Corinne's going to make you do all the things. So 1 week we're going to just really focus on our water. We're going to really focus on movement, but doing it first thing in the morning so that we can establish really like just, I just really think the way you start your day is everything to losing weight. Because if you start your day right, rather than starting your day with, another day, if you start your day right, the rest of the day is going to have a new tone to it. It gives you just a leg up and a better chance at going through your day than if you start the day with dread, disgust, like just trying to get through it, white knuckling and muscling your way through. We don't want to do that. And then we're going to have a daily level up food challenge week. So you're going to be able to get a lot of ideas on how do you level up your food each day. What are the small ways you can? The tribe will be talking about it. So you're going to get like a million and one different ways to understand the concept of leveling up. We're going to have an I Am Worthy journaling week. So we're going to really talk about our self-worth and why all the things that we do, like planning, all the things we do, like showing up on these calls and whatnot, how it ties to your self-worth. Because I really want you guys starting off the new year feeling like I'm so worthy of this work. So many of you are not doing this work because you haven't touched yet on loving yourself enough to put yourself just first in your own mind. You don't even have to like put yourself first outwardly to other people. A lot of people will never know that you've prioritized yourself when you prioritize yourself with your mind. If you do it with your own thinking, you don't even have to change how you're showing up in the world. It is an amazing trick and hack. And then we're going to have an on the clock week. So we're going to do another week of being on the clock. The accountability groups love this. Everybody loves doing this. But the gift of fat month, we're going to give all the accountability groups and accountability partners instructions each week. So even if you don't have a partner and you don't have a group, you can just do it on your own. You just won't do it with people. You just do it yourself. Or if you like, you know what? I really don't like having a partner or whatever, but I just want to use the Facebook group. You can just use the Facebook group to talk about things, especially if you're in a subgroup. Guys, if you're in a subgroup, you can do these challenges over there in your subgroups. So that like we have a subgroup for LGBTQ, we have a subgroup for unique like unique kids and things like that. Guys, if y'all want to take this work and you want to post it in the subgroups where people, you know, like people who have things in common with you are posting, please feel free to do that. Y'all can use those subgroups any way you want. We're going to have a gift of fat bonus Zoom calls with me. So on December 2nd, I'm going to be teaching how to prioritize yourself during the holidays. And on the 16th, I'm going to be doing the 5 steps to urges call. So I'm going to teach you the 5 steps to dealing with food urges. And then on 12:30, December 30th, we're going to start having newbies come in. The tribe opens on December 29th. A lot of people will join on the December 29th. They will be foaming at the mouth to have what you have. I'm just going to tell you, if what I'm getting in social media and what I'm getting in emails, any indicator, they're like, I want to be in that tribe. What do you mean they get all these calls with you? Like, they get this kind of shit. And I don't know if you guys watched my live from earlier this week. They don't get any of this. They get 1 podcast a week. And then if I'm in town, they get a Facebook Live on Wednesday. And they don't always get that. Like this week, the connection didn't work. Guess what they didn't get? No Q&A, no access to Corinne. Why? Because they're not in the tribe. They don't get any of this shit. So on December 30th, we are going to have the Getting Your 2020 Shit Together workshop. We're going to talk all things 2020, setting your goal weight, committing, doing all the things. It's going to be amazing. I do this almost every year. We do different variations of it, and I've got another variation I want to do this year with you guys. It's going to be amazing. We have 2 new subgroups, guys. We have the official PNP Tribe Foodies. So this is, if you want to join it, you go on over. If you go to pnptribe.com, you can click on the community tab, and we have a page that has all of our subgroups listed with links so that you can join. Our mentor is going to be the Bobby Ritchie, who is amazing. But the Foodies is for everyone who wants to you love the food prep. You love sharing recipes. You want all the food ideas. This is the group for you. This is where you guys get to talk all things healthy food, what you're doing with food prep, sharing all the tips and tricks and blah, 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 blah. And then we also have 1 more subgroup opening up in December. Long awaited, much asked for. Robin Heeb, who's been with me for a long time, is heading up the official PNP Tribe Single Ladies Club. So we have had women for years ask me, like, please, can all the single ladies have a group? One, y'all want to talk about what it's like to be single. You want to discuss all the unique things that go on when you're single, all the meetup.com stuff. You don't want, not necessarily always want to hear about husbands and spouses and partners and stuff. It's like, I got to get my shit together. I want to land me a partner over here. So we have a single ladies club starting up, and Robin will be your mentor for that. We are finishing up the new no BS rewrite. So every year I like to touch it. This year it's getting a complete overhaul. We have not overhauled it to this length in a while. Usually I just reshoot a few videos and move some things around, but this time it's being rebuilt from the ground up. It is going to be so good. It will be ready by December 29th. I am we're in the content phase. I'm getting ready to start the video production phase where I'll be shooting all the videos, doing all the things for that. It is going to be wonderful. I'm going to tell you what, I have been studying you guys so much. It's just everything you've ever asked for and more. It is the most elevated version of how I teach all this. I'm keeping it simple. It's going to be really, really good. So the planner will not change at all. So you do not have to worry about the planner changing, but the content as it is changing. If you want to redo the current No BS, now is the time. It will retire when the new one comes up. It is broken into 4 very distinct phases. So the first phase is going to be all about your foundations and your basics. You know, the 4 basics don't change, but we're doing a really deep dive into the 4 basics, the realistic planning and all the things. Phase 2 is all about thinking thin. How do you think thin? So that will, this is going to be the best version ever of utilizing journaling techniques, thought downloads, how we use the model, and just all of the, like, how do you act, like, it is the bloat out version I've always wanted to teach on how do you go from this current line of thinking to this line of thinking for weight loss. You are going to love it. I am probably, like, I think I'm more proud of that one than I am of anything. Then we're going to have an overcoming overeating module. It'll be all about the overeating, all about the urges, taking you through tips and tricks and hacks and everything you could ever imagine and more about overeating. Everything that I know is in there at this point. So no more like needing to take this and needing to take this. I am putting it all into one. Phase four is all about the last 20 pounds and beyond. So we are taking the, like, we're having it broken down into sections where it addresses, like, how do you lose the last 20 pounds? Then what do you do when you hit maintenance? How do I handle my life? Like, and then we have a section on what's next, because once you lose the weight, you really have to understand what's next for you. You have to really understand how not to recreate your weight problem so that you have a problem to solve to avoid other problems. So it is going to be a really good, like, just taking you all the way through. And I'm structuring it to where you can repeat the modules as often as you want. And then we're going to be having all of our calls will be supporting it. So I think you guys are going to love it. I really do. And the last thing is the Transforming Relationships Weekend with me and Kathy is March 6th through 8th. Guys, if you want more information on that, we did a call about it. I think it was a week ago. I've been traveling. I think it was a week ago. You can go over to pnptribe.com, look at live events. If you go over there, and then you can look for the Relationships Weekend with me and Kathy. We are going to break down all the things when it comes to relationships with yourself, bosses, spouses, partners, kids, estranged kids, your relationship with your parents, all the things. And so there's going to be, it's just going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be a deep dive weekend, but it's really focused on that relationship component that many of us struggle with. So if you're interested in that, if you just go to pnptribe.com, go to the events, you'll be able to see all the events for 2020, and you'll be able to see that the relationship weekend. You can watch the call we did where we answered questions and kind of talked more about, me and Kathy leading it. Okay. And that, my friends, is the Tribe News Show. Does anybody have any questions about, should we repeat the No BS in December? You can. Like, guys, this is the last time that you'll be able to do this version of No BS. Because when I take it down on December 28th, and then I put the new version up, I always take the old version down. We will not keep it, mainly so I don't confuse people. If I have it out there anywhere, somebody will start taking it and nothing will make sense. So we want to make sure that we take it down. So if you want to do this version, guys, this version is amazing. A lot of people have lost over 100 pounds on it. The next version is going to be amazing. I would do it now and then do the new version. You will know so much about yourself, and you will know so much about everything if you do that. Somebody said, will the deep dives still be available? Some of them will. Some of them are coming down. And the only reason why some of them are coming down is because they're going to be included in the No BS. The concept of those, we're not taking anything down. Nothing will come down off the website that isn't being included in the new No BS. Now, it doesn't mean it'll be that exact video, but the concepts behind it will be in there. So y'all are going to love the new one. Do we need to redo and get a new certificate? You can do that for sure. Once you do the first three modules of the new No BS, it will trigger to send you a certificate. We're not doing it after the fourth because I don't want people, like, some people have like 150 pounds to lose in our group or even more. And I don't want them to have to wait that long to get their certificate if they completed things, because they may not be doing the maintenance phase for a while. Will we do the No BS together? We're going to be doing it like we always do. Whenever we release No BS, we structure the calls around it. But guys, it's all self-paced. It's self-paced just like it is now. So what we're doing is we're really making sure everyone understands that when you do No BS, don't wait on us. Don't sit there and be like, you know, I need to wait to see what we're doing. No, take it. I explain everything in it. so that you can do it on your own at any time. The way I do the calls and stuff, guys, is we like give out challenges for the week. So like at any time, you can be doing anything in PNP, any course, anything I offer. And then your massive action line each week, we just target in on something that's like, hey, this week, try doing this to make your weight loss faster, better, easier. That's the best way to use PNP. Watch a massive action line, see what we're doing this week, try what we tell you to do, and see if you can either attend a live call. And you can't attend any live calls, you got all of them in your private member podcast. Listen to that shit in your spare time, like it's a job. Guys, how do you think I learn so much stuff? It is not because I sit on live calls all day long waiting on my mentors to do stuff, like going, well, I can't be on the live calls and stuff now, come on. No, I download shit, and when I'm driving, when I'm walking, if I'm pooping, I'm showering, if I'm like diddling around in the house, picking up, guess what I got in? Earbuds. Something's running. This brain can hold a lot, and so can yours. I would rather, like, sometimes I do stuff, like, undistracted, totally. But a lot of times, I ain't got time to do it undistracted. You know what I got to do? I just got to get busy. I got to just listen all the time and pick some shit up as I go. There will be, it's not going to be a workbook like we've always had, but we're going to put all the worksheets together. So we're going to have brand new worksheets. The recovery worksheet is getting a complete overhaul. It's going to be the best one we've ever done, much simpler than the current one. We're kind of hybriding the 2-minute drill with the other one. It's going to be great. I don't know how many slots are available for October camp next year. I believe there's less than 100 left for October, but just so you guys know, the newbies are probably going to eat up a lot of the, like, anything that's left for 2020. I am pretty sure that they're going to start registering for events. Most of the time we have newbies, the first thing they do is they register for events because they've heard about them and they're dying to get in. We are, though, just so all of you know, I don't have the dates yet. Please don't ask me for dates. We're still finalizing contracts and all that kind of stuff. There will be another camp in July. So we're going to have April, which is sold out, a July camp, and we're going to have October. So just so you guys know, we are putting one more camp on next year. We were going to try to do a homecoming weekend, a really big event. Could not get space. There just was like, Nashville was hard to get space. You have to almost book 2 years out now. And guys, I know y'all are like, well, go to another city. It sounds amazing until you do so many events like I do, and you already spend an incredible amount of time away from your family. And I just have a personal boundary of like, the boys, like I'm not gonna do and schedule anything that I don't feel is 100% right for my family. So having the events in Nashville allows two things to happen. One, anytime Logan wants to come, which he loves PNP just like we do, and he feels like so many of you are his friends. And which I agree. I think, I mean, so many, like Joy, so many of you just, you love my son like I do. He gets to come, and that is important to me. My baby is a sophomore, and when he goes off into Minneapolis is what he wants to do. He wants to live in Minnesota. When he goes off into the world, maybe then I'll be like a world tour in PNP. But, you know, one of the benefits of having my own business is that there are certain things that I get to honor personally. And one of the things that I really honor is doing what's right for my family. And otherwise, what the fuck am I even doing here? I mean, if changing your life means I have to shit on my personal life and I have to shit on my family, it's not worth it. And it's not even like a good example for you. One of the things I try to do is lead through example for you guys. It's like, why go on a diet if it means that you have to like not participate in stuff with your family? Why lose weight if it means you're going to have to like self-sacrifice and tell them they're not important and all this stuff? It's like, that's not worth it. Like, we have to learn how to do all of this in an evolved way. And I try to lead by example in that. So, but just so you guys know, there are those things. I'm putting my glasses back on. Excited for July. Yes, no Jewish holidays in July. Well, we have holidays in the October and April too. Like my child's birthday is in the middle of October. Like my, one of my anniversaries is in the middle of October, and April, of course, is almost always my brother's birthday, Easter, all the things. Like every month, you know, July is my birthday and July 4th. Not that I want you to shit on the Jewish holidays. I'm just saying. One of the things that's really hard to do that I have found is planning events that fits everyone's schedule. I'm like, hell, I can't even get them to fit my schedule at this point. I'm not sure when the July dates, like we are just waiting on contracts at this point. It could be probably in the next few weeks. I want to have, it may even be like a little bit into January. There's just a lot that goes on, like, and it's not just a hotel contract, guys. We have to contract videographers, photographers, the hotel. There's like 1,001 things that go into contracting to make a camp possible for you guys. If we have an event team now that comes in and does stuff, like putting on camp is about 20 different contracts with 20 different vendors all over the place and making sure that they can do things. So we have to finalize all those contracts first before I can say we are official. This is when we're doing it. So that's what always the holdup is, guys. July is my birthday month too. Awesome. All right. Looks like that's all the questions. Now, let's, in this recording,